Play today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson. And as always, thanks for tuning in. If you listen to this show or you know me at all, you know how excited I get each year for the Detroit Jazz Festival. And it's not just the music and the artists and the showmanship of the whole thing. It's this real sense of community, I think, that comes out of the Jazz Fest. It's a place that I run into people that I don't sometimes see the rest of the year. And you sit with people from all over Metro Detroit, all over from the country, all over the world, right here in downtown Detroit, really enjoying all of the acts. For the last 2 years, of course, it is an event that has had to be virtual because of the pandemic. But now plans are taking shape for what the festival is going to look like this year. Are we going to go back to that wonderful sense of community and fun at the Detroit Jazz Festival? Is it safe for us to do it the way we used to do it? Here to talk about all of the things in play around those questions is the festival's president and artistic director, Chris Collins. Chris, welcome back to Detroit Today.
Thanks for having me, Stephen.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So what can you tell us at this point about what you expect this year's Jazz Fest to look like?
Well, I can tell everyone that the 2022 Detroit Jazz Festival, once again, thank goodness, our presenting sponsor, Rocket Mortgage, will be Labor Day weekend as planned, 4 days, Friday through Monday, the 2nd through the 5th. And it's going to be quite special. And imagine if we took the wonderful in-person festival that typically draws 325,000 or so people to our great city, and combine that with what we've been doing the last couple of years, which is extending this free jazz for everyone experience to the world mm-hmm. through broadcast technology. And so that's exactly what we're going to be doing more than ever before. So we're going to have a companion broadcast that'll be free to the world in a bunch of different formats and a bunch of different venues that'll allow our global audience, which, as I think you and I have discussed before, in 2020, we hit nearly a million unique viewers. And in 2021, to my surprise, I had them check the metrics 3 times, nearly 2.5 million people in about 46 countries around the globe. So we thought, hey, let's do something for everyone live in person, the way that we all know this music should be heard. But let's stay in touch with this incredible global audience we've developed that now is loving Detroit, seeing what Detroit's about, understanding our legacy, and then loving the music right alongside us through a companion broadcast. It's going to make it pretty unique.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's an important point to emphasize, which is that no one wanted the pandemic to happen, of course, and we've all suffered through it in many ways. But there are some things that came out of it that that were better than what we had before. And the Jazz Fest is one of them. This online portion of it, as you say, gets the content to way more people. And the idea that you could combine the live aspect of it with this online, I mean, this could be the biggest festival ever.
Well, I tell you, thanks for saying all that. We really believe we've found a interesting place in the digital format for what we do. I mean, we have two really amazing things in our corner. One is that, you know, the Detroit Jazz Festival for 43 years has been completely free. So we're not ticket dependent, which gives us a lot more flexibility. And it certainly aided us in 20 and 21 to do what we did. And also the second thing is for a number of years, 6 or 7 years now, you know, I got a grant some years ago, and we put that all into developing the architecture and the software and all the networks with yourself at WDET and with our public television and with online settings to be able to live stream all 4 stages in real time. And because we had that in place, we were able to build 20 and 21 on that. And now we go a step further to make sure that, yes, you can watch it all on our app, Detroit Jazz Fest Live, which you get App Store and Google Play, but there'll also be a companion broadcast in television and public radio settings. It'll be online in a bunch of different venues. So people all around the world, as we experienced in 2021, will be able to be part of our audience. Yes, not in person, which we all know is the best, but we still have that option. And we have a lot of people that watched in 2021 that wrote us and said, I'm in Australia. I've never been to Detroit, but man, I'm coming to the Jazz Festival next year. Wow. So it all feeds on itself. And it as you said, it's one of those wonderful benefits that because of the skill and the craftsmen we have in this city, along with the great artists, we nurtured what was a challenging situation to something that is really a whole other dimension of activity for us.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking with Chris Collins. He's president and artistic director of the Detroit Jazz Festival. We're talking about Jazz Fest 2022 here in the city of Detroit, the first in-person Jazz Fest, at least that's the plan right now, in a few years because of the pandemic, what that will mean in terms of audience and connection and all of those things that we really cherish about the festival. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call. Share some of your favorite Detroit Jazz Fest memories. Did you tune in last year and the year before when it was all virtual? If so, what did you think of that format? Is that something that you will stick with maybe this year and maybe mix in with coming downtown to see it all live? Also, give us a sense of what you're doing with the whole live music thing. Live music is back, not just here in Detroit, but all over the country. Are you comfortable going back to it? Tell us what concerts you're going to, what the experiences have been like so far. 313-577-1019 is always the number here on the phones. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to the WDET Facebook page, put comments there, or to Twitter, and hashtag Detroit Today, and we'll work you into the conversation. Chris, I wonder what you make of this return of live music and what it means to jazz, like how important that is to the state of jazz here in 2022.
Well, it's very important. You know, jazz music is a communicative art form, not only on the bandstand, but between the artists and the audience, the artists and the venue, mm-hmm. the sound system, everything plays into it. And I think it's what makes Detroit Jazz Fest really special, why the artists love to play here. We have great audiences, highly diverse audiences, and we have, you're outside in the summer weather and with great sound systems, great technicians, and it makes you want to be at your best. But as we all know, maybe the best place to hear jazz is in a small club where you're up close and personal and you're hearing every acoustic element of everyone's sound. Well, we've tried our best to, bring that onto the big stage so we really can deliver this to hundreds of thousands of people with that same intimacy and connectivity of a live in-person festival. So then you think about, okay, how do you bring that to the online and broadcast environment? Well, last year we upped everything to high definition audio and video. We did things on television, radio, and online. So even if people didn't have Wi-Fi connection, they could listen on the radio, they could follow along on their public television. These are all ways of making sure we extend our mission to not only produce great jazz, forward-looking jazz of all generations and cultures, but deliver it to everyone, invite everyone to the party, and clear those barriers that would keep them from joining us. And that's really the key.
Yeah. Okay, so in a couple weeks, you are going to announce this year's Artist in Residence, and that is one of my favorite things about the Jazz Fest. I know you're not ready to say yet who it is, but can you give us any clues or hints about who that might be or what kind of artist?
As always, the Artist Resident Program is so important. Multiple performances of different, completely different things at the festival. And the Artist Residents will also be part of our April 30th press preview event live from Detroit. And that's 6 to 8 p.m. on April 30th, which is International Jazz Day. We're doing a youth event all during the day that day with DPSCD students. And then 6 to 8 p.m., we have our press preview. So we'll be announcing the entire lineup, and we'll be bringing out our artist in residence to perform live for everyone at that event. But we will be announcing that artist in residence the first week of April. And I will just say that, you know, in the world we live in, and coming out to the first in-person Detroit Jazz Festival in a few years, you know, I spent a lot of time. I had a lot of time, like everybody, to contemplate where to go. And, you know, we want to keep being daring. We want to be dynamic and fresh. We want to be reflective and celebrate the legacies, but also always be looking and supporting and celebrating those new artists that come up, and doing all that with our with a keen eye to our global audience. Mm-hmm. So while we have a lot of great Detroit artists and we have a lot of American artists, we'll also have artists from around the world, from all kinds of surprising places through our international exchange programs, and just me looking around all over the place for some of these great voices, new and old, throughout the world. And so that that will give quite, I think, an engaging and exciting lineup that people will certainly be thrilled to hear about. And when they hear it in action, they're going to hear some new stuff, some stuff maybe they've never even heard before, and some new combinations. And quite frankly, I can tell you with the artist residence, some old combinations that haven't been heard in a very long time.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Chris Collins, president and artistic director of the Detroit Jazz Festival. It's always great to talk to you. And I am so excited for Jazz Fest 2022. I'm sure we'll talk before we get there. But thanks so much for getting with us here on Detroit Today.
The pleasure is mine, and people need to see you talk about the Jazz Fest because I feel like it's Christmas morning. We got our pajamas on and we're opening presents, man.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. Okay, that is going to do it for us today. Tune in tomorrow when we're going to talk to a doctor about the history of single-payer health care in this country and why the medical establishment may be changing its tune. Are we going to have some sort of universal healthcare system in America before we know it? Great conversation up next tomorrow on Detroit Today.